Don't talk, Mama, I whispered as the tear escaped and slid down my cheek. I squeezed her hand gently, afraid to hurt her. Just listen to me, she said, her voice quiet and raspy as she struggled to get the words out. I love you more than you'll ever know. Don't be afraid to live life and be happy. I sucked in a deep breath and forced myself to hold it. Now wasn't the time to break down and cry. She needed me to be strong for her, even in her last minutes. The doctor had confirmed that she would pass soon, and I was holding on to every second that I had with her. Live your life, she whispered again, squeezing my hand with the little strength that she had left. I just want you to be happy. Okay, Mama, I agreed, the tears flowing freely as she closed her eyes and relaxed against the pillow. With one last breath, she was gone. I heard people moving around me as my stepdad, Sean, talked to the doctor on the phone, confirming that she had passed. I debated whether to go find my siblings and make sure they were okay. Instead, I felt numb as I sat there, staring at her. She was beautiful. Every tiny detail about her that I had taken for granted all these years was now staring me in the face as I tried to freeze them in my memory so I would never forget her. Like the small scar just above her eyebrow from where she had pierced it as an act of rebellion against her parents when she was 16. Or the way her lips turned up in the corners whenever she was trying to be serious but found something to be funny and couldn't keep a straight face. I held on to her hand, afraid to let go for the last time. I allowed myself to fall into the grief that was ready to consume me as I thought about her last words to me. Don't be afraid to live life and be happy.